tell you firsthand. I wouldn't say firsthand because I'm not the sister of anybody famous, but I've been friends with people who are the sisters of very, very famous. And I don't just mean like somebody that you've heard of who's in a movie somewhere, because I dated a guy whose sister was in like some Nickelodeon show. You've never heard of either one of them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I am talking about sisters of A-list stars. As you know, I've been friends with Linda Lopez, Jennifer Lopez's sister, for many years. In fact, she gave me my start in radio. Mm-hmm. To this day, when I won my Gracie Award last year, I thanked her because if it wasn't for her, I don't even think I'd be in radio and podcasting. She's the person that kind of introduced me and brought me into that fold. When I was in theater, I was in an acting class with Julia Roberts' sister, Lisa. And I will tell you, from knowing Linda Lopez and knowing Lisa Roberts, having a sister who is a megastar is hard. It's hard because people want to know you for your sister. They want to know about your sister. It's weird. It's like you don't know if people want to be your friend because they're actually your friend, or if they're your friend because they want to meet the famous sister, or maybe you can do something for them.
Can you pick me? Teacher, what? Can you pick me? I'm holding my hand up.
Oh, yes. Anthony?
Wah. That's all I got to say is wah. Because you could either have the famous sister like Jennifer Lopez or Julie Roberts, or you could have my sister. Trust me, I would rather have the famous sister than mine.
I don't know if that's true, because I remember when Linda and I were working in radio together and she had gone into the city. We were on Long Island together. She had gone into the city to go shopping with Jennifer Lopez. And one of them, I forget which one of them, I think she injured her foot. Her foot was bleeding. And Jennifer was running around to the different stores and saying, you know, hi, do you guys have any tissues or napkins? They're like, oh my God, you're Jennifer Lopez. She's like, my sister's foot is bleeding. Can we do the Jennifer Lopez thing later? I need something to help her stop the blood. They were like, can we get your autograph? Can we get a selfie with you? Yeah, afterwards. But right now my sister's foot is bleeding. So can you please? I mean, Linda had cut her foot like wide open and everybody was so running around crazy. Like, oh my God, Jennifer Lopez. Linda ended up needing stitches. It was bad. It was really bad. So that's just a stupid example. But believe me, there's a lot more examples like that. And lucky for me, I didn't know who Lisa Roberts' sister was. We were friends and in acting class together for a long time before I even knew that's who her sister was. Because you don't meet somebody. They don't go, hey, guess who my family is? Mm-hmm. It's just another girl in my acting class. And we talk about theater and we did a scene together. And one day we were somewhere and she was like, I'm meeting my sister after class, maybe you want to walk me down. So I did, and there was Julia Roberts standing there. I was like, Lisa Roberts, I get it now. Mm-hmm. And it was a long time before she revealed that, which I thought was super cool. But people have expectations of you. Like, your sister has no expectations of you, and you have no expectations of her. You're just two idiots who happen to be related. When you're Lisa Roberts and you want to be an actor and your sister is Julia Roberts, that is not easy. People walk in, they expect more of you. And I think that has been what's been going on for many years with Jamie Lynn Spears. Now, Jamie Lynn Spears on her own, Zoe 101, she had her own career. If she was not related to Britney Spears, she would have probably had her own life and career and been way more popular, way more famous. I think it's harder when you're being compared to your older, more famous sister in all of these cases. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that's always been Jamie Lynn Spears. Nobody wants to hear about Jamie Lynn. They want to know about Britney. You know, when people meet Linda Lopez, they want to know about J-Lo. They don't want to know about Linda and her life. And I've been there for those things. So I know that stuff is true. So Jamie Lynn, during the whole conservatorship thing, when Britney was speaking out and saying, I don't want this anymore. They're treating me terribly. I have an IUD. They won't let me take it out. The whole thing we heard about her. One of the things that she said was, quote, my whole family did nothing. So once Britney said, my whole family did nothing, all of her fans, all the free Britney people went after Jamie Lynn Spears like you would not believe. Mm-hmm. They have been just demolishing her, like dragging her like crazy on social media. They have actually gone to Netflix. They're going after Netflix now. and saying you need to drop this show, Sweet Magnolias, that Jamie Lynn Spears is starring in. Drop Sweet Magnolias or I will drop Netflix. The total cancel culture is out in full force going out against Jamie Lynn Spears.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, has she really been supporting her sister all this time? Has she been very much like Lisa Roberts and Linda Lopez, where she was trying to have her own life and not be Britney's little sister? Well, here's what happened. So Kanye was falling apart a couple of years. Remember when he was publicly falling apart and having all those mental health issues publicly? And even Kim came forward and Kim was like, yeah, he's had mental health issues. He's unwilling to do anything about it. And it was like this big conversation about mental health and whatever. Jamie Lynn Spears, during that time, decided that she was going to insert herself in the whole Kanye thing. And she posts on Instagram. She writes about Kanye saying, quote, if you deal with mental illness, then you know how important it is to respect the situation with privacy for the person and the family trying to protect their loved ones, no matter how it may appear to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No one asked her. Nobody asked her opinion. She just inserted herself in the whole Kanye thing, and that's what she says.
That's what Twitter's for, though, to insert yourself into everything. Or Instagram, same thing. It's the insert yourself in everything. So that's social media.
So a Britney fan writes to her and says, well, how about your sister's obvious mental illness? Why don't you speak on that? And Jamie Lynn says, you have no right to assume anything about my sister. I have no right to speak about her health and personal matters. She is a strong, badass, unstoppable woman. And that's the only thing that is obvious. And then she shut down her comments.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. That was the last time we'd heard her say anything about Britney publicly. So everyone has been like, so Britney's telling us about this conservatorship and no one's been there for her. Jamie Lynn, where have you been? So finally today, she decided to speak publicly about it, even though she said she was never going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
She did. She got on Instagram, on her Instagram story, and here's what she ended up telling us.
Hey, everybody. I just want to take a second to address a few things. The only reason I haven't before is because I felt like until my sister was able to speak for herself and say what she felt she needed to say publicly, that it wasn't my place and it wasn't the right thing to do.
Okay, first of all, not true. She talks about her all the time.
But now that she's very clearly spoken and said what she needed to say, I feel like I can follow her lead and say what I feel I need to say. I think it's extremely clear that since the day I was born, I've only loved, adored, and supported my sister. I mean, this is my freaking big sister before any of this bullshit. I don't care if she wants to run away to rainforest and have a zillion babies in the middle of nowhere, or if she wants to come back and dominate the world the way she has so many times before. Because I have nothing to gain or lose either way.
I wonder if there's any sibling rivalry there.
Does not affect me. Only concerned about her happiness. I've made a very conscious choice in my life to only participate in her life as her sister.
I wonder what Britney thinks about her. I wonder how close they really are. You know what I mean? Like when you're that famous, I wonder how close. You have pictures of the sisters together. They're both in the business. You know, they both grew up in the same crazy family. But I wonder how truly close they are.
Do they have each other's phone number? Do they answer on the first ring when they call? Do they ever FaceTime? I don't think so.
They let it go to voicemail.
Yeah, and I'll get back to you later. Maybe we'll talk to each other through Instagram.
I didn't support her the way.
Or through their assistants.
Right.
With a hashtag on a public platform. But I can assure you that I've supported my sister long before there was a hashtag, and I'll support her long after.
But the fans are like, support her how? She's been held captive, and how are you supporting her? What'd you do?
I mean, I've worked since I was 9 years old. I paid my own freaking bills since I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not about you, honey.
I don't owe the public anything because my sister knows I love and support her.
Okay, hang on a minute. She just said that she's been making money since she's 9 and paying her own bills since she's 10, and she doesn't owe the public anything. Who do you think are helping you make that money? It's the public. It's your fans. We are spending money so you can have it. We're giving you our money. Do you know what I mean? I hate when celebrities say that. Well, I don't owe anything to the fans. You literally owe everything to the fans. If it wasn't for them, you would not have any of that money.
Family, I am my own person. I'm speaking for myself. I'm so proud of her for using her voice. I am so proud of her for requesting new counsel, like I told her to do many years ago.
I told her to do this years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I love that part.
But you didn't contact her. You just told her through Instagram.
In a personal conversation.
Everything she said, I told her this years ago.
Right.
She said that because of me.
Yeah, I could foresee everything.
So right. I'm very proud that she's taken that step.
Mm-hmm.
If ending the conservatorship, if flying to Mars or whatever the hell else she wants to do to be happy, I support that 100% because I support my sister. I love my sister. Always have, always will, as long as she's happy. So
is she happy?
Let's keep praying.
Doesn't seem like it. She said to us that she has not been happy. She's depressed every day. She cries every day. So you can say support your sister as long as she's happy. She told us with her own words. This is not like through a third person or through an attorney. Brittany said herself that she has been depressed for years and cries every day.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this, I support my sister as long as she's happy. She hasn't been happy for years. So where the fuck have you been?
Right. Can you call her? Do you have her new number? That's the things I want to know.
Forget about her. Why don't you call your father and say, to coin a phrase, leave Brittany alone.
Right.
You know, like if that was my sister, you know me. Like my boyfriend calls me Nancy Jew because I always do like these crazy things, like all these investigations on my own, you know, where I seek things out. If I was her sister, I would have stepped up and been like, okay, how are we going to get the father away? Let's see if we can get him away out of the house. And I'm going to tell him that there's something wrong with my kids, so he'll have to come to my house. Like, I'd be coming up with all kinds of schemes and do my own detective work. I would have been all over this if this was my sister and I truly wanted her to be happy.
Mm. But you still have your parents. It's a lot of things. I mean, where do you stick your head in? Where do you stick your foot in? You don't want to piss the dad.
She got her own. Listen, yeah, she has her own money, her own family, her own husband. She has her own life. So that's her father, too.
Hmm.
I would have stuck my nose in this and found a way to help free Brittany, like way before Brittany freed herself. I'm just saying that's what I would have done if I was that close with her, if I was allegedly that close with my sister.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it from that she's very close. She doesn't even know if she's happy or not. You should know that. If you can text her, you should find out. You doing okay?
Yeah.
How you doing?
This is one of these situations where I think Britney's fans, her super fans, know more about her than her own sister does.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
So I don't know. I wonder, like, so did Jamie Lynn Spears come out and say that because she's trying to save her Netflix show?
She's trying to save face, period.
Well, no, more than just save face. Hang on. People have been coming after her for a long time.
Hmm.
But now they're going after her pockets. Now they're going after her wallet. They're going after Netflix. So the fact that she came forward and did this once they are suddenly screwing with her income.
Hmm.
Again, where's she been all
these
years?
She's not the bad guy, though. She's not the bad guy here. Don't go after her. Go after her dad. We don't know anything about the relationship. She seems like a great sister. Brittany has never said anything bad about her. We can't attack her.
No, I guess it seems very dishonest to me. Just come out and say, listen, I would have loved to have helped her, but my dad's insane and he has total control over her. He won't take my phone calls. I have tried. Like, instead of just saying how many years you've supported her and how much money you've made since you're 9, it's not about you.
Right.
I don't know. To me, it feels like a PR stunt and not a sister speaking from her heart.
Everything either of those women do is a PR stunt. I mean, it is. But we don't know the relationship. And people shouldn't go after her. And if they are, then they're douchebags too.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you don't know. Yeah. I mean, they could be the best of friends. And she could have been fighting for Brittany the whole time. We don't know. All we know is her dad's insane. That's all we know.
Right.
So you're right. Jamie's got her own family, her own life. She's got all her own things to worry about.
Yeah. I just wish that she would have been a little more open and honest with us rather than how much she loves Brittany and how supportive she's been forever. It's like, yes, we understand you love her and you're supportive. Let's get to brass tacks. What have you done to help her out of this conservatorship? Stop saying, unless as long as she's happy, because she told us she has not been happy for years. So where you been, bitch? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's like if my parents are fighting with one of my siblings, I could give two shits. I got my own life. I got my own things going on. I don't know how they're dealing with it.
Right.
You know, I got to worry about where my kids are being fed tomorrow. That's what I got to worry about. I'm not going to worry about my brother or sister or my parents, how they're dealing with it. I could care less.
Right.
So I went on Instagram and said, I love her. That's enough. Leave her alone. Leave Brittany right. alone. Leave Jamie alone. Free Jamie.